2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Now, listen, are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
We're here with Sam Gilbert. He's a player for the St Kilda Football Club and a great ally to the LGBTI community. Sam, why do you think the Pride Games an important initiative of your club?
I think the program's incredibly important for our club because it continues the conversation that we started last year. I think the more people understand how important equality is at the football, is the more people are going to feel comfortable going to the football. So I think it's a great initiative and it's something we want to continue as a club.
Fantastic. And have you got relatives or family or friends that are gay that you think this is an important thing, or why has it been personally important to you as well?
I do. I do have friends that that are part of the LGBTIQ community, but for me, it's a little bit of a different story. But Jason came in and he spoke to the club about his experiences, and I saw the honesty that he was talking and how important it was. So I caught up with him after and just said, look, if there's anything I can do to help, I'd love to do that. So from there we started a friendship, and just along the way, wherever I can help out and show my support, that's what I did.
Did you get any flack for having a friendship with someone who was so clearly out?
No, not at all. I think it was as far as to my face, everyone was very supportive, and I think everybody knows if you're doing something for the right reason and something once I started that friendship with Jason, I started to be very much more aware of the way that language and terminology can affect the LGBTIQ community. So I think when I was kind of making sure that everyone had the right terminology and stuff like that, I think they all realised pretty quick that I wouldn't be around for any jokes.
We've had chats with Russell Green, a former St Kilda player, among
and
other clubs.
And Hawthorn Premiership
player. I think that's all he mentions.
But he talks a lot about how the importance of language and being really sensitive to not using homophobic language around the club. Has that changed in the last few years in AFL clubs, do you reckon?
Definitely at St Kilda, 100%. Not that the language was derogative and downgrading. It was just the language that was seen as being okay, and which is more of an unawareness of what that language was actually doing or having any effect on other people. So yeah, absolutely. Once they understood that wasn't the correct terminology, it's definitely stopped. And it's not like I said, it wasn't never a way to put people down, so it was pretty easy just to choose a different way to speak.
And do you think the St Kilda Football Club has influenced other clubs positively in this way as well?
I hope so. As far as I'm not in the sanctum of other clubs, but as far as the dealings with other players that obviously support the cause as well, they've definitely been very positive.
Yeah. Sam, we've noticed that there is a willingness to talk about mental health issues amongst players and clubs now, that's really changed. We like to remind people that footballers are just people too, so that we all have up times, down times, and mental health and well-being should be something we all talk about. Has that changed in clubland, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of boys that they put their hand up and say that they're struggling, and people think we've got this perfect lifestyle, but it's very very untrue. It's very very high stress and very demanding. So I think to put your hand up and then see someone, speak to someone at an early stage can really help in the long run. So I think the awareness has been great in that regard.
We love what you've done over time, and we noticed you've got an injury at the moment. What's it like when you are involved in football and you can't play for a while?
It's incredibly difficult because you really want the boys to go well. So for me, being out for the next 4 weeks, I just really want the boys to win as much as possible. So when I do come back, hopefully we're in a position to play finals. So Just got my fingers crossed.
The ones that aren't broken.
If I can.
On your left hand.
So hopefully the boys do well.
And look, we really appreciate what you do for our community, and having allies in the AFL is certainly been a really positive thing for us. So thank you so much for making that stand.
Yeah, no problem. It's great to be a part of it.
Thanks.